Sharper Point Commentary, presented by Schwartz Laser Eye Center.
Unfortunately, to get to a happy ending, there needs to be a tragic start to a story. But how one Valley mom survived losing her little boy twice makes me wonder if I would have had the strength to get to that happy ending that's finally coming for her. Linda Pauling's son, Chris Gracious, passed away from leukemia at the age of 7 in May of 1980. But before that, the Valley came together to make his wish to become a police officer come true. And it was the start for the world-famous Make-A-Wish Foundation. To make him an officer, Department of Public Safety Lieutenant Colonel Dick Schaefer gave Chris a Smokey Bear hat and one of his own old badges. He also swore Chris in as Arizona's first and only honorary DPS officer. They gave him a helicopter tour of Phoenix, and he got to drive, kind of, a police car. The DPS officers had an official police uniform created for Chris, which they delivered to him at the hospital. Chris wore it proudly for 2 days, because that's all the longer he lived. Unfortunately, Chris lost his battle with leukemia 2 days later. Because Chris's wish being granted would create a movement that would transform millions of lives, a bronze sculpture portraying him in his DPS uniform was put outside the Make-A-Wish Phoenix headquarters near Highland Avenue and 16th Street back in October of 2018. And it stood there until it was pried loose by a man by the name of Troy Burke. He hauled it away and got $180 for Chris's statue at a scrapyard. Linda, Chris's mom, couldn't bear to look at the thing.
I don't want to. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see him all chopped up. I can't. No. My mind does not need to see that.
Burke, by the way, was sentenced last year to 5 years in prison and ordered to pay Make-A-Wish $55,200 in restitution. I can't see how that would possibly be enough to help a mom who has lost her son in so many ways twice. But what's amazing is that there is another happy ending coming here. Make-A-Wish is getting a replacement for that cherished statue that was stolen. Prescott Valley sculptor Tom White made both the original bronze statue of Chris Gracious and its replacement. And it will be going in front of Make-A-Wish's Arizona's Parson Wish House at 78th Street and Thomas Road. Of course, no one and nothing can replace the original Chris and his amazing story.